We start tonight's broadcast with National Nurses Week history. Nurses, we know, are our important part of our heroes. And today in our show, we focused on them and we want to thank them. We love them. And in a few minutes, we will have our 7 o'clock heroes. Welcome and thank you for those that are on the front line. Florence Nightingale started this at the Crimean War, and nurses, we know, anybody that's ever had a need for a nurse, even in your high school, in your school, in your medical history of life or a family member, know how important a nurse is. So I want to dedicate this. In fact, I want to take a moment, and this is a piece plant, and I want to say this is for all the nurses. Take a moment out here. I don't know if people will be clapping at the 7 o'clock hour, but I know that we have been coming out each and every day, and it's raining today, so a few minutes before seven. And I got a feeling that the consistency is for real. Rain, sleet, or snow.
Okay. Whoa!
79th Street, 80th Street.
Whoa!
Dedicate this to the nurses.
Woo!
Hey Eric, hey Randy.
Woo! Thank you! Nurses Day!
I hear this clapping might only be in New York. I've asked other people in other places. Could be wrong. If anybody knows better, let us know. Happy to share their appreciation for the heroes as well. Rain is good. We always need rain. So if you go to our website, we have a lot of people doing good news as usual. It's a little bit less, I think, because of the rain that's out there. But once again, today's a Nurses Day. And actually, it goes all the way to the 12th, and the 12th is the International Nurses Day, I was told. And I want to thank you for tuning in. I have a lot of wonderful people. Yeah, this is a pretty thing. Let's read this, because this applies. Can you guys see it? Yay. Okay, let me leave you with this. And I also say, if anybody needs an officiator of a renewal of vows, a wedding, a funeral, or anything else, anybody wants to talk to me as a ordained minister, I'd be honored to be of any service I can be. Just call me, 212-647-1212. This is my prayer. This came from Jasmine Tang. She is wonderful. And then her son's been working with me, Austin, who without which I could never, this story would not go up. He's been with me for 12 years. Comfort on difficult days. Smiles when sadness intrudes. Rainbows to follow the clouds. Laughter to kiss your lips. Sunsets to warm your heart. Hugs when spirits sag. Friendship to bring your being. Beauty for your eyes to see. Faith so that you can believe. Confidence for when you are in doubt. Courage to know yourself. To accept the truth is patience. Love is the answer. Love to complete your life. Okay, everybody. Thank you very much. Go to my page, Paul Slatkis. We have a tremendous amount of shows. Love for you to take a moment with them and see all the good people, because we have a ton of them on Good News for over the years. And we continue to just keep getting more and more every single day. See, who do I interview tomorrow? Somebody to talk about stress. Dr. Red Cross, I think, is his name. And then, so that's going to be a stress conversation at 8. And then I do the head of? Director of the CDC's Division of Cancer. All right? So, prevention and control. We obviously, we get to talk to very informed people about many, many things, and we have for 21 years. We have thousands of people on here and thousands of podcasts of very good people doing good kinds of things. And tomorrow night there's a multicultural event happening at Virtual Town Hall. This is good for your eyes. I have a little problem with my eye right now, and she's helping me. Here's the woman that has 30 or so or more McDonald's restaurants, and she talks about doing good. And then we did a show with Temple Grandin on autism. We're putting together a big show. We're actually putting a show together for a Mae West show, too. Come and see me sometime. And a couple other shows we're in the process of planning out. And we will continue. This is a great poem, Weeds, a poem. As Mario, my old buddy from CBS days 40-plus years ago, you only seeds sown get the chance to live. So this is a chance to seed some, sown some seeds. Okay. He edited my book too. Hey, you go over to Woodstock Forever. I have a book. I can't believe I did it. And I couldn't have done it without him. He says I'm one stream of consciousness. All right, everybody. Listen, thank you very much. Oh, hi, Jonathan. How are you? And thank you, everybody. It's very kind of you to tune in. Tell others and, I suggest we're not a hard sell operation, and we're also not the paparazzi. So 7 o'clock, we have a ton of shows here, and we have a ton of shows here, and we have thousands of shows here, and depends what you do. What is peace for you? Let's see here. This is good. Let's see. What is Ringo Starr? What does he have to say? Let's see. He always has something.
Okay. Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love. Yes, my name is Ringo. And I'm here to make you aware on the 21st of September, it's the International Day and Moment of Peace. So I'm here on behalf of the UN General Secretary to let you know that at noon on the 21st, that we can have a moment of silence for peace. I'm going to have my moment now. Ooh, I feel good. Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love.
Lord, we are saved.
Okay. Well, a lot of things. So here, we got a little donation thing for our nonprofit. Oh, this is our Peace Day event. A lot of good stories here, and a big concert. We did a nice concert here. Oh, here, she can sing, boy. She sang Imagine beautifully at the UN. Yeah, what the heck? I'm going to show you this. This is a little sizzle reel.
Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love.
and Dr. Ross. We have an obligation to provide a peaceful world for our children.
What's our sizzle reel for our Peace Day activities?
I would say there are so many small things that we can all do to improve our daily lives and the lives of others.
We've got to work much harder, no matter what country, religion, or culture.
Peace is the most precious possession we can achieve. The opposite of peace is the wasting of life, bloodshed, and arriving at no solution whatsoever.
Today is September 21st, the day that all countries of the United Nations declared as International Day of Peace. Today, we strengthen that UN message and have created a Peace Day party event.
Times Square, we'll be back there eventually.
Our human peace sign symbol. Oh.
Let's do it wisely.
Let's celebrate each other.
And let's not rush.
Life is a gift. Have a party. Have a Peace Day party. Listen to over 50 nonprofits and individuals who share their thoughts to help educate children.
You're watching the Peace Day, global internet broadcast celebrating the United Nations International Day of Peace.
Please sing along to these well-known peace and love songs with the words on the bottom of the screen.
Moment of silence for peace. I'm going to have my moment now. Ooh, I feel good.
World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace.
We have world peace. World peace. Just some of us aren't living it peacefully. Upbeat. Not beat up. Positive. I'm gonna show you David Lynch also. Oh, let's see here. Oh, I think it's gonna come up. I think it's worth watching. This is why we do the Peace Day events.
You know, I remember my first.
We might forget about this stuff, but this stuff is still important.
Brings a gun into school, and then you start hearing all these.
Few and far between, but concerning.
There's been 24 murders since January 1 in my neighborhood. I have kids suffering from post-traumatic stress in children.
Kids have so much on their plate this day and time.
I can't concentrate.
I get overly frustrated sometimes.
I'm angry all the time.
And then they introduce this technique where the student can dive within and enliven that inner happiness, inner intelligence, inner creativity and love. And they see the problems start evaporating.
Okay, we're going to end with this.
Well, it's important because, you know, we're targeting the kids and we want the
kids try to go into school.
We want them to be the ones also coming to our games. And with the smiles on their faces, and you know, we just want to be that positive influence of coming out here and showing them that there's somebody that cares. So, you know, that's why it's important for us to teach these character traits when we come in and do our cheer program and things like that.
Well, the self-esteem program, the cheer program, ties into a lot of things that we do here at Jefferson with our core values and our anti-bullying program. When kids learn about self-esteem, it helps them throughout the day and in their lives.
Okay, everybody. Thank you very much. We appreciate your watching. Good news. Thanks.